This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out to our friends over there at 950 The Answer, 94.9 FM in Orlando. Thank you very much. Again, a very great event that you had over there, Freedom Fest, over the weekend. Very honored and proud to be a small part of that. So look forward to that another time, another year. We'll see how all that works out. Now, to everybody right now, a special shout-out goes out especially to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, I also want to make sure that everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now to keep America rolling along, that you are recognized too, because the American truck driver that's out there going coast to coast, border to border, men and women both, are so very important to whether or not we have food on the shelves of the stores. Now, Felix and James and John, driving for the bulk mail services, the United States Post Office, appreciate what you guys do, because without you, we wouldn't have any mail. And then we've got the FedEx drivers. We've got the UPS drivers. And, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse drivers and the prime freight haulers that haul for the freight company for Amazon, which happens to be named Prime. Now, you can also say a special shout-out and a special thank you to our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel, because without them, ain't nobody going nowhere, as you well know. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're right there. Easy to find. Join the group, follow us, and we'll have a good time sailing across Facebook together. And, of course, you can follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, out there sitting there trying to outcompete Richard with the low temperature, I guess, because Richard says 45 and I guess he needs a coat up there in Oregon. But anyway, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yeah, and we got us a really nice day going down here. Let me see here. Bye, guys. We got 73 on one side of the porch. And so 73 out back. So out front and out back at 73 degrees. Take your pick.
All right. Very
you're
nice.
You're a front door guy, right? Yeah.
Okay, so we got a porch too. We should sit on the front porch and watch the planes taking off and landing. And right now is when the big freighters take off and land, you know, the UPS and the FedEx and whoever else is hauling freight at night. And you'll hear them when they take off. It sounds like it takes them forever to get off the ground. They make a lot of noise, and they don't get up in the air very fast.
I can imagine, yes.
Yeah, you hear them coming, though. Boy, do you. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on those principles. We were founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. All right, Mr. Kyle, back to the drawing board here. We have got a storm coming, and I'm not talking about storm. I'm talking about a wave of humanity coming across that border under Title 42 when it goes away that we have never seen before. It's going to be, I don't even know how many people, but I would tell you it'll be at least 1 million people or more.
Well, one thing to point out here, too, Captain, is that the Democratic administration, the Biden administration, wanted this day to come a lot sooner. They tried to get rid of Title 42 last year, as a matter of fact. We're talking, as you mentioned, just a huge amount of people to come across the border. So if you're in El Paso right now, you've got, a state of emergency, for lack of a better term, trying to figure out how you're going to deal with people.
It is going to get worse. Real bad soon.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And now we heard the other day about the Pentagon saying they were going to send 1,500 active duty troops to the border, but that's kind of a pittance, isn't it, Captain? Because you've got Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying he's deploying some 10,000 Texas National Guard to, quote, fill the gaps created by Biden's reckless open border policies, unquote. Meanwhile, you've got Mayorkas saying that, you know, they're expecting surging, they're trying to surge resources to the border. They're also, basically saying that the immigration system is outdated and broken. I don't know, Captain, do you think it's broken when you have so many people coming over when we could say, can't come in?
Don't know. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You know, I'm psyched for breakfast. I really am. I'm all psyched for breakfast because I'm going to be with my friend Jeff over at the Village Inn on 4th Street in St. Pete, just south of Gandy. And they have got some breakfast there that are just to die for. I'm telling you, you talk about food. And I'm going to make Kyle hungry right now. I mean, the eggs cooked the way you want, pancakes if you want them, Texas toast if you want that, bacon if you want that, sausage if you want that, ham if you want that, whatever. Oh, 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 oh. What a breakfast we have planned. Now, if you want to stop by, we'll buy your coffee over at the Village Inn, 4th Street. I'll be there around 7 a.m., probably till about 8 at the latest, and hope to see you there. Might be there a little sooner. Sometimes I can get there around 6:30, quarter to 7, but I say 7 to make sure because I have the bridge to go across. And you never know what in the heck is going to happen on the Howard Franklin. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we just got done talking about Title 42, right?
Yes.
That's going to definitely screw up our country. It's also going to affect our economy. There are a number of economists that are saying that this is going to directly affect our economy because suddenly we're going to have all this cheap labor looking for work, and they'll work for, you know, less than the minimum wage, and they'll get by with it.
Well, that is true. That's going to be an influx of cheap labor. We're also going to have an influx of of people who are going to be here. It's somebody, you're going to see more of these shelters open. You're going to see more resources diverted at a time when our economy may not be able to absorb really much more. And, of course, also, Captain, this is all predicated on the idea that the immigration is not legal. It's not, I've gone through the process and I've come in. I'm legally in this country and I want to work, but I'm illegally here in this country. That's not a moral judgment. It's just a fact. Illegal immigration is not the kind of thing that actually is going to build up the country in any way.
Let me say something for a minute that's off subject. Are you watching these protests in New York City?
Yes, I have seen some of it. Yes.
Have you seen what they're yelling at the cops?
What's that?
I hope you die.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Now, let me tell the morons that are shouting this at the cops. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Look at who you're around. And I don't care what group you belong to, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or Pink Lives Matter or whatever it is you're calling yourself. Without those police that were there, they might be scraping you off the pavement.
Well, what's happening is that people have been manipulated into this kind of into this division. They've been led to believe and lied to that law enforcement is bad, that law and order is bad, everything's racist, and the list goes on. And so, Captain, I would submit that those who are stirring division are feeling very good at this point. They're very happy. They feel that they're really being successful. They're turning people against one another, and they've based it all into race. They've based it all into this idea of hating your neighbor when for so long, you know, the message has been love your neighbor, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And now it's I have to hate somebody because they have a different skin color, or I have to hate them because they have a certain job. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I had to say that. I'm sorry. But
no, I'm glad you did. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just it's stupid. And these people are not even thinking about anything other than themselves. But they're not really thinking about themselves either.
No, they're certainly not thinking about their future.
Groupthink.
They're not. Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're not thinking about the future of the nation. They're not thinking about what it means in order to have a good and decent society. And Americans, at their core, Captain, they're good and decent. But the campaign has been, oh, no, they're not. Remember, America's fundamentally racist. Our whole society is fundamentally evil and bad. And this is what people have been taught. And, again, I think they're being taught that for a particular reason, and that is to really sow all kinds of chaos, because they believe that they can build up something in the wake of the chaos that's going to look nothing like America, nothing like freedom.
Did you hear what the Walt Disney Company did yesterday?
I think they're ramping up against DeSantis, yeah.
Well, they revamped their lawsuit that they've got. They have a lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and they added claims that the Republican governor and GOP-led legislature have worked to cancel development contracts between the city of Orlando and the entertainment giant. Well, you know, that's up to the city of Orlando as to what they want to do. But then again, the city of Orlando doesn't just get money from Disney. They get money from the state, from the feds, from, you know, other sources. And Orlando, have you been to Orlando lately?
I've not been to Orlando lately, but I have been there before, yes.
I just went over to Orlando to an event. And to get to the event, to cross through Orlando from the west side to the east side, to where I had to go in Sanford at the Seminole Harley-Davidson dealership, it took me two hours. And you know how far it was?
How far?
30 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's right.
Yeah.
And guess what the problem is over there?
What was that?
Disney.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so, and they want to have a bigger piece of the pie when they're creating the problem with the traffic? I mean, you know, come on.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, Disney is saying that, you know, this is a targeted campaign against them and so forth. And they're bringing a lawsuit. They're amending their lawsuit, as you were saying. So, I mean, that looks like that would be decided somehow in a court of law. But at the same time, though, the heart of the matter, Captain, is that Disney wants to be able to do things its own way. They actually went through with the board, basically, that they had. They ran through a lot of things that people probably didn't really know about, from my understanding of it. And then, of course, they waded into the political game. And now they're crying foul because they're now in the political game? I mean, come on. You can't have it both ways.
Now, some 57% of voters support House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and his proposal to raise the debt ceiling and reduce future deficit spending and expect a compromise when the White House, with the White House over the bill, because the White House is supposedly starting to pay more attention to it.
As well they should, but I guess it begs the question, Captain, how scared do you have to be in the Democrat Party to say, we're going to cut some spending, and be so scared that you can't even do that? You can't even advocate for that. It has to be, nope, we're just going to raise the debt limit. We're going to keep this thing going, and it's never going to end, and don't worry about any other stuff in the world because we're always just going to keep going higher with our debt. You know, yeah. They're scared of these voters.
Have you heard what Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre had to say about Tucker Carlson?
Yes, I saw that he said, let him speak.
Yeah.
In other words, unmuzzle him for these things. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a voice, a prominent voice that's come out and said that he supports Tucker Carlson and he likes him. Of course, he's been out. He did quite an interview with Tucker Carlson, remember?
I do recall, yes. And he actually said, too, he said it was time to boycott Fox, says Favre. Yeah, until they come to their senses, he says, and let the man speak, he said.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have left the foxhole, the Fox threshold. How's that?
I think you're right. This is what's happening, yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, bottom of the hour, coming up here. Got a special presentation. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House says it's Congress's constitutional duty to raise the debt ceiling.
There shouldn't be negotiations on the debt limit. This is something that they should get to regular order.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre accused House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis. Republicans insist this is the moment to address decades of bloated federal spending. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying another National Guard unit to the border for this week's end of Title 42. The public health rule has been used to expedite deportations, and without it, there are worries about a surge of illegal immigration. The governor says the Texas Tactical Border Force will focus on stopping asylum seekers from crossing illegally into the country. The Biden administration estimates that 13,000 people will come across the border illegally on a daily basis once Title 42 expires on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty, and I was there yesterday at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care and had my normal weekly treatment, and things are a little better. So, you know, I'm happy for that. So check them out. 727-896-4615 on the phone number. Maybe they can help you. Certainly they've helped me. All right, back to, first of all, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got two callers on the line. I'm going to go to caller number one. You ready?
Absolutely.
Aaron in Denver, what's up?
Oh, yeah, Captain, Professor of Politics. First of all, I wonder when Brett Favre did an interview with Tucker Carlson, did Tucker Carlson bring up the scandal with him in Mississippi about taking taxpayer money that should have went to the very poor in Mississippi instead of the money went into Brett Favre's bank account? So, mm-hmm. I don't, So I was kind of wondering. I mean, he brings up Tucker Carlson, but I wonder if Tucker Carlson brought up that issue with him in Mississippi. And one more thing before I go, I hope Kevin McCarthy stays tough on trying to get this country debt free. Got to get out of debt, and don't be afraid to go after the so-called safety net in this country. That's got to be on the table too. Social Security, Medicare, all that has got to be on the table so we can get this country out of debt and we can be debt free. Anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, goodbye.
All right, thank you. And that's Aaron, Kyle in Denver. And, of course, we appreciate her. Now, we've got another caller. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Is this Ian?
Sure is. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got two comments. Everybody's going on about boycotting Fox. Hey, that's not get the TV set out of your house. Physically remove it. Human beings lived for thousands of years without television. The thing's only been around since about 1948. They don't call it programming for a reason. For no reason. They're programming you. The entire media is owned by internationalist, globalist forces. You don't need it. You've got better things to do with your time than sit in front of the boob tube. You want to look at stuff? You can look on the internet. You can listen to the radio. There's more options than supporting these corrupt media corporations that all work together. And my other point is, with the debt thing, this is really symbolic. And I posit one of the theories is that it's not really going to make a difference. I mean, it's a good start. Don't get me wrong. But the Biden, the Democrats, whatever they are not going to negotiate with the Republicans. Because think about it from their point of view. Republicans are racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynist, blah, 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 blah.
We're the enemy.
Nazis.
We're the enemy.
Right. Why would you negotiate with the enemy? Right. They can't afford to give the opposition forces any legitimacy. And number two, it's also symbolic because they're stealing this money. Let's face it. These politicians are stealing this money that's being printed up from the Federal Reserve that they control. They're skimming off the top, and that money's going to overseas banks. It's being laundered and it's being hidden. Even a little bit, even though it's symbolic, even a little bit of a break on their stealing is like taking away crack from the crack addict. He might be addled from drugs, but he know what an alcoholic or an addict realizes what happens when their supply even gets crimped a little bit, and they don't want that. They're thieves and they're liars, and they've been stealing out from us ever since they created the Great Society, back in 1965. Thanks, bye.
All right. First of all, Kyle, what'd you think about Aaron?
Well, I think she's right about the debt. It's hard to see a path where we could ever get out of debt. I mean, I'm sure that there would be ways, but we're looking right now at, what is it, $34 trillion, basically?
Something like that.
And, of course, who holds that debt is also really important, and that could come into play geopolitically here in the not-too-distant future.
Unfortunately, you're right. And how about Ian's comment?
Well, I do think that, you know, television in and of itself, I mean, it can be used for all kinds of purposes. But part of the problem is that everything starts to become homogenized. And I think this kind of goes to his point. Everything starts to become homogenized where you have really kind of one point of view. And that's what I think what we're seeing start to happen. So that's right. I mean, you could use it for just about anything. You gotta choose and you gotta be discerning. See, this is also what's missing in our society is that people can't, or at least haven't been taught really to be discerning. And I think generally speaking, they are and they can be, but it's starting to be frowned upon these days if you have a contrarian view about just about anything.
Well, now you have people on the internet putting out streams, video streams, calling it television. And you've had that for a little while, and it's getting better. In some cases, it really looks like real, honest-to-God television when it's actually internet streaming with a video. One of my networks here, Salem News Network, has got that system going. It's not a television, per se. You're not going to go to a television channel and turn on the TV and get it. But if you go to the Internet website, you'll get it that way. Or if you have the app,
right.
You'll get it that way.
Well, sure. And the production quality now, the cost has come down so much where you can create a high-quality production, yes, that rivals, in many cases, a television news broadcast, this kind of thing.
So theoretically, you really do not need a television. All you need is a digital cell phone.
Well, that's right. If you want to go and find their internet stream or their podcast or what have you, video cast or what have you.
Yep.
But then what's happening, too, is that there's this notion of canceling people, shutting people down just because somebody doesn't like what you say. It used to be, Captain, that I guess you'd call that book burning. And it used to be that, well, wait a minute. I mean, you could have books, and if you have a speech that somebody doesn't like, They have the opportunity to give more speech. That's always been the answer to speech that people find offensive or don't like.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, the Army, we find out, had booted out this alleged mall gunman in Allen, Texas, over mental health. He was only in the military for a very short while, trained as an infantryman. This is another deal where somebody slipped under the cracks, and it is definitely a case of mental health.
Well, yes, indeed. And there are, you know, arguments to be made about this kind of thing. We've seen this happen before, Captain, when the data was not shared properly, and there was another shooting, I believe, in Texas, not all that long ago.
Two of them over the weekend.
Well, that's right. Well, this was, I think, almost a couple of years ago, right, where the databases weren't harmonized properly where the individual was able to acquire weapons, but they shouldn't have been. And so this is a very big concern, yes.
And it's a shame, but until we get to the mental health issue, nobody seems to want to talk about. We're stuck. By the way, Mexico smugglers are using Title 42 at the end of it to lure migrants. They've got tens of thousands of them lined up, and the latest estimate I heard was 500,000 in one place and perhaps 500,000 in another.
And, you know, Mayorkas has spoken out about this as well, saying they're trying to separate the people from the smugglers. But, Captain, the basis of this problem is the ending of Title 42. If they wanted to stop this, they need to uphold it.
Isn't that true? All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at the roads, the highways, and see what's going on. In the meantime, we're going to break.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Waiting on Saturday night. Put on the smell good, put on Skinner. Get into town like a NASCAR winner. Cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is hillbilly deluxe, slick pickup trucks. Big time in a small town, stirring it up. A little homegrown, a country girl cuddled up. Hair, Billy Deluxe.
Preston Dunn, Little Hillbilly Deluxe. You know what I like about that song there, Kyle?
What's that?
That reminds me of my hometown on a Saturday night.
Really? Okay, very
nice. Oh, yeah, we had they weren't per se jacked up, but we had a bunch of souped-up pickup trucks and souped-up cars, and we'd go find an open field somewhere, ask the farmer for permission, and, have a bonfire, play a bunch of music, have a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very cool.
Sometimes
very cool indeed.
Sometimes we'd set it up so we'd have a concert there and might even charge a few bucks, pass the hat, whatever, for the band that was playing or whatnot. I had a band at the time. My band played as well, so there you go. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Very cool.
All right, speaking of cool, what's going on weather-wise out there by you?
Well, Captain, speaking of cool, we've got a frost advisory. This is going to be in Northern California. This is going to be west of Redding over towards Eureka up to Crescent City along the coastline there of Northern California. We continue with some aerial flood advisories. This is going to be around Boise, north of Twin Falls. We continue with low humidity and maybe some high gusty winds through central Colorado down I-20 into New Mexico. And then we'll be taking a look at some of the rain on our weather map going back into the Boise area. Definitely got a lot of rain right now, this I-84 coming through Boise all the way down towards Gooding and reaching almost all the way to Twin Falls. Looks like you little scattered showers there. We continue with the snow up in the Montana. This is going to be actually now approaching Butte, it looks like. So you've got that happening. It's all to the west of Butte right now over towards Hamilton as well as you go down U.S. Highway 93 south of Missoula. Helena has rain as well at this hour, so you want to be aware of that. Rain and a little bit of snow, of course, in central Oregon right now as well, so you definitely want to be aware of that. And, of course, be careful out there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the weather that we're looking at here, some of it now includes fog. And there is some fog starting to pop up here, so you really got to be on your toes tonight when it comes to driving around, and I'll tell you about that here in just a second. I'm changing screens here as fast as I can to get it over there because my screen was not doing what it was supposed to. It went to the oil prices, Kyle, which we can get into, but I don't think we need to. Okay, we got a bigger area of flooding right now down in South Texas near Laredo. The area down there where it's flooding north of Laredo is probably double what it was last hour when I first mentioned it, remember?
Yes.
Okay, so now we got about a 50-mile stretch where we're having a lot of flooding in Texas coming out of Laredo. In addition, down in Brownsville, right along the Gulf, we have some weather starting to ramp up, some thunderstorms down that way. Looks like as if that could get exciting. Don't know if it's going to come up the Gulf or if it's going to go across the Gulf, but at any rate, we've got some thunderstorms that are developing right there, some fog out in front of it up towards Houston. Then it picks up and goes over to New Orleans, goes over towards Pensacola, hit or miss spotty from here, there, and everywhere. So you want to keep your eyes open for that. And let's not forget that we do have some fog tonight running across. Now it's running out of Milwaukee over to Madison, very definitively in Wisconsin. And up in the Upper Peninsula, got some fog up there, Upper Peninsula, Michigan. We also have some flooding going on down around Springfield in Illinois and coming on down to Kentucky. The bad weather that was in there is now pretty much gone. However, there is some flooding left behind by it, so be careful in the low-lying areas. If you have to get off the interstate, you might find it. I'm talking about I-64, east-west down that way. And then up and down the East Coast, very patchy areas of fog right there. Okay, Kyle, tell us about Pilot and Flying J real quick.
Folks, go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function. Also, check out the My Rewards Plus app, pilotflyingj.com.
How do we find your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Everybody, we appreciate him being on the program. And we're going to move right along right now, and we're going to find Denise Simon in the works here. So good morning to you. How are you doing?
All right. Good morning to you.
Yep. And the world wants to know about Title 42. It's starting to get real scary what we keep hearing here, that the gates are about to be turned open and we are going to have a real mess.
Well, it's already happening. We've tripled just in this last couple of days. Each day has tripled what we've already done. I mean, we're into the 18 and 20,000s a day. So it's already happened.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I just got a message from somebody. Okay, one of our Amazon people chimed in there. So, see, you say hello to them, and they say hello back
good
to
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Yep, so good morning to them. Now, I will mention that one of the other things that's got everybody concerned right now is this nonsense that we keep hearing coming out of Comer and his committee. You know, indict the guy or don't indict the guy. I'm talking about Hunter Biden. All I've been hearing is he's going to be indicted today. Today.
Well, the one that would do that would be the Department of Justice. And apparently they're looking at two misdemeanors and one felony.
Yep.
So, Comer, what he is... he's doing, he's saying, no, don't do that, because obviously you're not doing your job. We are, and here's what we have, so you better stop and listen. So that's he's making a press conference tomorrow to itemize publicly what he has so far. And when I say so far, he would have more, but he's got, you know, agencies that are stonewalling and obstructing his mm-hmm. investigation, his oversight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yours truly here on the Radidio. Don't go nowhere, no how, because I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.